Listening Library presents Carpe Diem by Autumn Cornwell. Read for you by Lindy Hauck. Prologue. July 27th. I'm freezing. My head itches. I can't remember the last time I had a shower or anything to eat besides sticky rice. This is not how I plan to spend my summer or end my life. If only we hadn't answered the door that rainy night in May. Scribbled on water-stained college-ruled notebook paper with a blue Bic. Part 1. Stateside. Chapter 1. You can plan your life. The package came during the hour of reflection, that sacred time after dinner when we peruse goals accomplished during the day and set goals for the day to come. If it worked for Benjamin Franklin, it can work for us, as Mom would say. We were sitting in our living room, my favorite room in the house, with its stone fireplace and floor-to-ceiling books, all in Dewey Decimal System order. And no TV, because that's living vicariously through other people. Dad was editing the proofs of his latest book, Increase Your Personal Productivity in 2,000 Easy Steps. Mom was writing in her Journal of Excellence, and I was tackling my life goals. This is what I had so far. Vassar Spohr's Life Goals. Number 1. Graduate valedictorian from the Seattle Academy of Academic Excellence with a minimum of 5.3 GPA. Number 2. Get PhD in TBD with honors from Vassar and receive an honorary certificate because of the whole same name thing. Number 3. Marry a 6'5 blonde surgeon.